Dominicus.
Dominicus.
Does anybody have any doubt that you are leprous?
Sometimes the revelation is stronger than others.
Does anybody think that there is any arena of your life that you can fix? Be very careful.
The word financial popped in my head.
Yeah, this is momentous.
The thing, the area where I believe that I could fix is in someday I'm not going to be afraid of only. I'm not going to be a.
Yeah, you are.
But it's not going to get any better. Is
there any area that you think you can fix?
I think there's areas I want to, but don't think I can.
Let me put it another way. That one was too easy. Is there any area of your life that you would desire to fix?
That's better. Yeah, that's one.
This is going to cut us off from every remnant of Babylon and religion. Now, my problem is, I wish I didn't know you all so well.
Yeah.
Let's get down here, folks. Is there any area of your life that you would desire to fix?
Well, it's hard to say fix, but I know that there's areas that I find constantly where, you know, I've been wanting stuff. Talk about, you know, it's a different thing from the conscious level than what I find my emotions wanting to do. And that's always, I want to get credit, or I want to get some kind of attaboy. I mean, I have a lot of head knowledge about that sort of thing, but I find that I can be slighted, and that there's still stuff that wants to, you know, that operates without a conscious, on a conscious level, and I find it creeping up in me for wanting credit more than probably wanting that more than anything. You know, that I'm constantly faced with that.
See, if you really analyze the things that you want fixed, you find out something. That they don't have anything to do with what you really want. What they have to do with is improving your esteem in the eyes of others. Yeah. Now, that isn't a little lentil spot. That's a big spot. If you need the esteem of others, then you desire to change yourself because you desire to make a fair show in the flesh. You constrain yourself to be circumcised, lest you should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Now, this is cutting across every single arena of your life, whether it's sexual, whether it's financial, whether it's appearance, whether it's anything. Now, hopefully we've gotten beyond this concept that those that desire to make a fair show in the flesh, you understand, you hear that now in regard to leprosy. We've talked about at Galatians 6 for years. They that desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Remember what I said. Whenever the scriptures now talk about in the flesh or carnality, it's talking about this condition of leprosy. If you're desiring to make a fair show in the flesh yourself, or you are still desiring others to make a fair show in the flesh. Both of those arenas demand from now on that you're outside the camp. You're unclean. It's a different dynamic now working. Because we couldn't see leprosy all these. Well, we just think about, you know, okay, that's not, you shouldn't do that, that's dumb. But now it's big time. And now what will happen is your mind will always, because you become so imbued, is that the word? You got bunches of doctrine. That you can make all of this stuff sound really spiritual. But in effect, you're desiring to make a fair show in the flesh, either for yourself or someone else. And what that means is you're putting makeup on the spots, on the leprous, rather than allowing them, rather than you being outside the camp until you see they're totally white.
It makes me think about not seeing the difference between spirit and flesh. You know, we're always making that distinction. But in the promised land, where there is no difference, then the leprosy shows more quicker.
It's the only place it shows.
Yeah.
You can't see it. You can't see leprosy in Egypt. You can't see leprosy in the wilderness. You can only see leprosy in the promise. Again, we're in this condition where you are your brother is a reflection. In other words, if you desire someone to change, that reveals your leprosy. Talk to me, or I'll start talking to you. If you look at the law, first of all, we have to, I can now say unto you, I speak unto you that know the law, right? I couldn't say that very until just recently. But you're starting to know the law. Okay, I speak unto you that know the law. What the hell's going on?
I speak unto you
that know the law was the first. The second one is the law is spiritual. What was mercy with regard to leprosy in the law?
Totally.
Yeah, but you're missing the linchpin. Mercy in the law, with regard to leprosy, was you're outside the camp. That doesn't sound like mercy at all.
It's like that thing last night with Libby. When we talked to Libby, it's like she's like a hamster on a wheel and in this one position. And I told her, I said, it's like, I'm hoping that God will chase the hounds of hell at you. I'm hoping that he will just so shake up your world that you can no longer sit there and be satisfied with where you are. And it was scary to say that, but it was so clear that that's what was necessary to have that happen, which is outside the camp.
Sounds like that's what's happening to you.
Now you can explain how that is, Mercy.
Let me read something, okay.
Are you, when you say outside the camp, there's, I'm trying a technical thing, like, the priest sees, because I've been thinking about the cleansing, the priest sees that there's perhaps leprosy. He shuts up the house, or he declares the person, you know, shut up for a time, for 7 days, and then declares the person clean or unclean. At that time? No.
Seven more days? There's 7 days and then inspection by the priest and 7 more days and then clean or unclean.
And then clean or unclean. So you're saying, when you say in the law that you're outside the camp, that's mercy, then you're saying that person, you're saying the unclean thing, not just the shut up thing.
That's saying the whole thing, yeah.
That the mercy is that the person that's leprous is put outside.
Watch something. This I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Now, you got to get this in your mind, this flesh stuff a minute. You got to get rid of all the bullshit you learned in Babylon. Babylonian bullshit. I'm going to do it next time. I roll this next time. This I say, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit lusteth against the flesh. That's what it's saying. The flesh is trying to suppress down the Spirit. The Spirit is trying to suppress down the flesh. It's trench warfare. Now, we're talking war. We're talking guerrilla, trench, dirty, no rules warfare. Big, big, big. If you could see in the spirit, as I told Bananas last night, the ancients believed that wherever they were was the capital of the universe. Wherever we are is the capital of the universe. I've always known that, even when I was alone. I mean, not always, but since I've been a believer. But everything in the universe is coming against it. Now, you think that automatically that your problem is special. That's the first element of deception. There is no temptation or no testing that has overtaken you that isn't common to all. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial that has come upon you to try you, as though some strange thing had happened. But be happy, being counted worthy to suffer for Christ. But let none of you be found as an evildoer, as a busybody, as a fat person, as a skinny person, as any kind of person. Your suffering is the suffering of Christ. It has nothing to do with a condition. As long as you believe it is related to a condition, you are fighting and putting makeup on the leprosy. You understand me? As long as you believe that this thing that you're battling has something to do with your weight, it has nothing to do with your weight. The moment you believe, the moment that evil one has convinced you that the battle has to do with your weight, you've lost. And you've opted for cowardice. And it is cowardice. Because you have refused to engage in the battle. And you bought the lie of leprosy.
please hear me. You don't have any more battles after tonight. You cannot suffer for any particular thing. You cannot experience a angst or fear or unsettlement for anything except that you're Christ. Do you understand me? And the attack will take on 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, It'll take on sexual. It'll take on everything. But you cannot suffer for anything except that you are a believer. And as long as this evil one tricks you and places your mind on the condition, you've instantly opted for cowardice and lost the battle. And for you, Christ died in vain. He doesn't exist. Now, this isn't anything new, but it's visualization, it's clarity is new. This is the latter rain. If not, you'll spend your lives and your Bible studies trying to solve some stupid problem. You'll sit around and it'll be, that's not the issue. It never is. Those are childish things that are okay for a while. There is no thing that you can experience a negative feeling over that isn't the chastisement of the Father on the Son. It has nothing to do with the condition, but all the gates of hell and the powers of hell will come to your mind and convince you that the situation you're addressing is this spot. And the moment you put your eyes on that spot, you've lost the battle. And he'll leave you alone. God will leave you alone to struggle on your own devices until your own worst fears come upon you. I am sick and tired in this group of addressing spots. You're not ready to cleanse the leper yet. Does everybody understand what I'm saying?
No. I get a little of it, but I don't really.
Talk to them.
Do what?
Talk to them.
Okay. What does it do? Well, I'm trying to understand what. I can't make the equation balance in my mind. I can't see exactly. I understand, you know, little pieces of it, but I can't make the whole thing come together. Okay, if you're concerned with, but you don't have enough, or you don't get enough, or you don't, you know, okay, then you focused on the flesh. Okay, that's lepers. Or you wouldn't have focused on the flesh. Okay, so you lost the battle because you're in the wrong arena. Okay, so
you're looking at yourself. Yourself, your problem, your condition,
yeah.
Your anything, and your eyes are totally on yourself. Yourself consumed, self-consider, self.
You're fighting in the wrong arena.
Right. You don't know who you are.
Yeah, it's like getting suckered into a fight.
Right. And so
you don't
in
want
that
to
place,
in.
The mercy of God says you're outside the camp, not because I say you are. It's automatic. You are outside the camp in that place. You have nothing to do with Christ. You're not concerned with Him. You don't see yourself as Christ. You see yourself as Tom with a problem and can't understand and blah, 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 blah.
Okay, this thing that we've been perceiving as a problem that isn't a problem. Is that correct? It isn't a problem. It's a chastisement on the Son.
It's a chastisement on the Son.
It's not a problem. We've been calling it a problem.
It's the trial of Christ. It's the temptation. God put it there to see if you see. And if you see and you know who you are, you walk. If you fall for it and say, God, I mind if I can only get through this, if I can fix that, if only, then you're stuck. You've lost the battle and God leaves and lets you wrestle a snake.
So you just ignore it?
No, you don't have to. You just continue to see who you are. And if the pressure continues, you continue. The battle's in your mind and what you...
Okay. Somebody said, no, you don't ignore it. What do you do with it?
Well, if you see that it's... I mean, if you're outside the camp... I mean, when he was talking about that, I know that the last thing that I have been willing to do is to find myself outside the camp. Okay. But that... The only way you're going to know the thing is unclean and that is to experience to know the full measure of it, okay? And the only way you'll be able to see that you have no ability to do anything about it is to experience no ability to do anything about it. And in that place, then you must call on God.
For what? I mean, this is where the whole thing breaks down, where I don't have any understanding. What, you know, you're calling on God, but you're not calling on God for a solution to the problem, because we've already decided it wasn't a problem. What are you calling on God for? Okay.
To reveal this whole mystery about it, of what is being revealed. Because every bit of the leprosy, you know, always works towards separation. It always works towards some kind of againstness, and it's always, you know, it's usually lodged in an opinion or a right or something like that makes you above or separate.
Well, I got the answer, thanks. The loop was that whatever you do, if you're considering the situation, you're still back in, you made an infinite loop, you're still in the problem. And that's where I couldn't get to the opposite end of the thing, because, you know, what are you going, you know, that I got myself into a loop there. How you pray about it without considering the situation. You don't pray about it, you pray about something else. Okay.
Galatians 5. I want you to get a new view of what this is about. This is a new way of looking at this. A deeper way of looking at it. 5:16. Well, 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you not be consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh. That's the two key words there are the desire and the flesh. From a leprous standpoint, the desire to be different than you are is the evidence of the raw flesh, the leprous condition. Understand?
Yeah.
When you're in the state of leprosy, there's raw flesh showing, and the garment is being spotted by the flesh. Now, you've gotten by with it up till now. This is why it's so important that the leper be cleansed before we can study the rest of the offerings. The only offerings we've looked at are the trespass offering and the sin offering. Now we've looked at the waters of purification. Now you are clean by the word. The water of the word. Okay, we've got to get that. You can't know, you can't come to the priest for cleansing until you know the condition you're in. And as long as the flesh is showing, you're outside the camp from now on. That's mercy. Because you're outside the camp while time exists. Don't be outside the camp when time doesn't exist. Push it. Take it to the limit. All right.
It makes me think that we, a lot of times, we do anything to not be outside the camp. In other words, cover over, hold back, you know, all the wrong moves.
Okay. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. The spirit is continually, in this metaphor, the spirit is continually trying to reveal unto you that you are totally leprous. But the Antichrist, the mind within you, is always defining its own cleansing or its potential for cleansing by a particular desire yet to be fulfilled. So the Antichrist position is always ministering to you in time. The Spirit's position is always ministering to you, saying and declaring and screaming that you are totally leprous from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. You understand? That's the battle.
What's the flesh doing again? I missed that.
The flesh is always trying to establish its own cleanness by conditions. But it's reflected in your desires and your judgments. When you desire things to be different than they are in your own life, it just reveals that flesh. Or when you're judging your brother, all you're doing is, he is the mirror. You're looking in a mirror for you to see your own flesh. But all of them are, it's quick, raw flesh being revealed, either in desire or in judgment. This is big. You can't get by with this stuff anymore. The flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Now, that's a blessing. Working her a little hard out, trying to lose weight.
Pete, working his little heart out, trying not to be afraid. Larry, working his little heart out, trying not to ramble. You know, that's enough. I don't pick the rest of you. You cannot do the things that you would. It doesn't matter what you do, you always end up not being able to do it. Am I communicating?
Yeah.
You know, in the spirit, you're trying to, whether it's you're earning money, but it's not necessarily money. You're earning mediums of exchange so you can put it in a bag of holds. And the little that you do get, God blows on it. And then you're back having lost the battle. Because you're addressing the desire, yeah, as opposed to the fact that God wants you to be totally leprous. Let none of you suffer as an evildoer, or as a busybody, or as a fat person, or as a scared person, or as a rambler, mm-hmm, or as a anything. You can never, ever, 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 ever again be deceived. Are you? If you, let me strike that. You can be deceived if you listen to this Antichrist in the same way the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. But you, in spirit, know that any attempt to minister to the flesh in yourself or in another is simply an attempt to cover your own leprosy. That's all modern preachers are doing. When they are ministering to the flesh, they are covering their own spots with makeup. And that's what every one of you that's teaching are in danger of doing. If you ever once, give heed to the need of the man. All right. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. None of those things can have control over you any longer. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest. That means they're very obvious to the spiritual mind. All of your attempts to stop being fat, all of your attempts to gain financial security, all of your attempts to change your personality, all of your attempts to do any of these things are the following. And every man that has spiritual eyes will see your stupidity and manifestly declare it unto you. The works of the flesh are manifest. You will do all of these to satisfy that flesh. You'll commit adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. You'll use idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like. Those are the... It doesn't matter to you what it looks like. I mean, it can be the grandest how-to in the name of Jesus you've ever heard of. But if anyone enters the room with any spiritual discernment, he will declare those efforts on your part to be those works. Because they are the works of the flesh trying to deny your leprosy. This is big.
I don't quite understand how, take like adultery or...
You're going somewhere else to get... look at Hosea 2. Any place you go to get your sustenance other than the Father is adultery or fornication. You'll worship any idol to have the desire of the flesh fulfilled. It'll create murder and envyings and strife. You'll use witchcraft and sorcery to accomplish your end. You will sit in alone on your bed at night and dream up and conceive as if in a witch's pot to accomplish the end of the desire of the flesh. You'll figure out how to do it in which time. You'll use augury. You'll use every method of the witch's brew to accomplish your end, and you call it planning and prudence. And you really got it?
Yeah.
I don't need to talk about it anymore. Does everybody understand?
Yeah.
What?
I got right away.
As soon as you start saying
But the fruit of the Spirit, and again in this metaphor, the fruit of the Spirit is the outcome of seeing your totally leprous condition and your inability to accomplish, or your inability even to desire to change your condition. Again, this is a horizon. See, you know what's happening. You know what's happening right now is that the walls are falling down. The walls of Jericho. Remember the city of Jericho. The walls of Jericho are falling down so that you can accomplish Pentecost in Jerusalem. Jericho means a city of fragrance, the walled city of fragrance. Except it's a stench to the nostrils of God. It's a fragrance to the world because it's the prayers to the world system. I hope you understand.
I have one question. You said something about somehow or other wanting to be outside the camp when it's settled upon you.
No, I said I didn't say you want to be outside the camp. I said you are outside the camp, and to be outside the camp in that condition is mercy.
Because it makes the sin exceedingly simple?
Right.
Okay, that's just trying to understand. Thank you.
The fruit of the Spirit. It's not fruits, one fruit. Because the fruit of the Spirit is always the personality of Jesus Christ. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Now guess what? Temperance is the one thing that every one of you are trying for by the works of the flesh. Temperance is this great word that means that you have dominion over whatsoever your hand touches. Notice, it's a fruit, not a work. And it doesn't matter whether that's fat, skinny, fear, finance, it doesn't matter. You have dominion. That's what Jesus meant when he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you." But if you seek to satisfy the desire of the flesh, you're seeking to put makeup on the raw flesh, the quick, raw, leprous flesh, and it will automatically put you in a position where you are unable to either see or experience the grace of God. And it'll put you in a position where you will be left to, from now on, now you've heard it, and you've all said amen. From now on, the instant you go to the flesh and its desires or go to judgment, I promise you, quickly, your own worst fears will come upon you. Because God will leave you to your own devices in order that, in the Spirit, he can bring you back into the camp. You got it?
When you go, you said go to the flesh to fulfill your desire. Is that...
Go to any place other than saying Father. Okay. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another or envying one another. You got it? Now what happens now? Now comes the second clause of this. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, it doesn't mean that you're some super spirit, it means that you are walking in the Spirit at that moment. You which are spiritual, you which are have seen your totality of your leprous condition in this metaphor, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, to bear one another's burden. You've got to see that scripture in relationship to this trench warfare back here. The flesh trying to suppress down the spirit is trying to suppress down the flesh. To bear one another's burden doesn't mean to enter in on the side of the flesh. Then?
Resolve problems, resolve situations.
Right. What may to the Gentile or to the, you know, I mean, yeah. But for us, it means to speak to the arena, to exhort, to spend all night if necessary, to spend, that it would cost you your job because you are ministering and laying down your life for someone who can't see. And you have to stay there, no matter what it costs. You understand? All right. For if a man thinketh himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Now, from the spiritual standpoint, to think you're something means that you would have the, to think you're something in this, because it's the context, is that you think that you could solve his flesh problems. That's what it means to think you're something. All right. But let every man prove or test his own work. Then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Then you will stop eating flesh. You'll stop eating my flesh. Hallelujah. Got it? For every man shall bear his own burden. Again, remember, the better translation of that is, for every man shall fulfill his own office.
That's a different word from the other pair.
Yeah.
The other pair.
All right. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things.
Well, that should.
It means, give me your stuff.
Share with you all our stuff.
Give me your stuff. No, it means give. Communicate that. I mean, it's better. It should be give.
Share. Yeah. Just what it says.
Give me cookies.
Share the goodies.
Be not deceived.
Hold on.
Communicate towards
you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
To him, the teacher.
Yeah.
Bring me care packages, shirts and stuff. All right. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If he continues, is the idea, to sow to the flesh, he shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting, or life everlasting. Understand? You don't want to... You sow to the Spirit, you're not... Now, I mean, the first thing that we first learned so many years ago that you were had so much difficulty with, i.e., that deny yourself means to abandon yourself, to take no thought for yourself. Now we've got the empowerment to do it. You're thinking, totally leprous.
Thinking about this from an idea of teaching or ministering is so wild. To sow to the flesh like that, instead of thinking about yourself and that, you know, you're thinking about this.
Yeah, well, that's what it is, because it's in that. Okay, now watch. And let us not be weary in well doing. Now, what is well doing? Sowing to the Spirit is well doing. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap. And the word due season, you might as well say, in the time appointed of the Father we shall reap, if we faint or quit not. That's the biggie with me. I always want to quit. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Now the word good there, just as it is in most cases when it has good, is the word, it says, let, it's agapeo. And it means, it's the good is agape. I mean, it's good is not some cultural idea of what good is what most, you know, okay, you got to do good. Good is charity, i.e. laying down your life. You see how large a letter I've written unto you, etc., etc. That's it done. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, that's what we've talked about earlier, they want to put makeup on their raw flesh in the spirit. They constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. And you who are now teaching will now begin to experience what that really means. Of course, none of you ever did that to me. But
what is that in this situation we're talking about with the leprosy?
That's what I just spent the first hour and a half the tape with.
Well, what would circumcision, how would that, it's like we're talking about two different things, circumcision and...
Well, you're not allowed to cut off anything either.
You're not allowed to cut off the leprous thing either. Yeah.
Okay. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. He doesn't say a lot about... that's a long story. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, be with your spirit. Amen.
What do you mean, let no man trouble me?
No man judge me.
Which is what we say. Henceforth let no man trouble me.
Everybody, are you starting to get a little bit better prepared to be cleansed?
Yeah.
You can't be cleansed until you know you're totally leprous, until you're tired of it.
It's all up to you, though.
No, it's up to you to say, I think I have leprosy, come and look at it.
Oh, yeah. It has to do with good teaching.
Little spot in my house, just a little one.
Just be
careful.
Oh, shit. One of these days we're going to get to cleanse the leper.
I can't figure out when, like back in Leviticus, when they did the ceremony of cleansing.
They did it at 3 pilgrimage feasts.
No, I mean, at what point, like it's not clear that they did a ceremony with the, when they turned it totally leprous. From what I can see.
Well, it's you didn't see it right.
I need to be instructed.
Because you're studying ahead.
I studied ahead. I was yelled at the whole
time. Can't win, Joe.
Anybody got anything else?